It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of this little bitty short month of February.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the weather roller coaster still continues.
Boy.
Absolutely crazy. We'll give you some insights later in the program. But what we are going to have is we're going to have a report from Las Vegas. Settle down, Harold.
I know I missed it this year.
Tom Claycomb III, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor, will be the first of two weekly reports. We'll have some reports from Shane John next week. But Tom went over taking a look at new products, revisions to products, and just things that caught his attention. So we'll be talking about that. Plus, we've got some news from Austin as well as around the country. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
Listening to Texas Outdoor News, Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And the beat goes on as we can't tell if this is winter or an early spring.
Who'd think 70s in February?
Oh, it's nuts. It's nuts. I looked at different affiliates, you know, Tyler Center, Nacogdoches, Lake Charles, Beaumont, the Golden Triangle. Certainly Houston, then down to Corpus, McAllen, San Antonio, out in Uvalde, checked, and it's nuts. We're all going to be in the upper 70s to low 80s is what the extended forecast. Now, I preface that because our producer, Bob Vance, gives me such a bad time about pulling, you know, the old Farmer's Almanac.
Right, right.
And checking, which has a supposed accuracy of around 83%.
Mm-hmm.
Checking the forecast models from various providers,
right,
they said, we're 90% for 2 days.
For 2 days, yes, that's his point.
2 days out. And
I could do that.
Yeah.
And then it drops to, you know, about 50% for extended forecast.
So how do you tell the weather, Harold? I walk outside.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. So anyway, crazy, crazy stuff is going on. SHOT Show, you missed, I missed.
Right.
And we're going to be hearing over the next couple of weeks what transpired. Heard it was a big show.
Well, I've got some figures on that.
No.
Why not?
Because Tom's going to give them.
Well, what if he doesn't have the ones I've got?
Well, then
I'll bring them up then.
You can bring them up next week.
How many people were there, Tom? Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, good show. And we do have some news coming out of Austin. And we are in now the second month of the Cher Lunker Legacy collection period. And Richland Chambers Reservoir has returned to the Cher Lunker stage. Legacy Spotlight for the first time since 2008 when Dylan Sorrells of Dallas reeled in a 13.64-pounder Sunday afternoon. It gives the water body its fifth overall Legacy class, which is pretty impressive. That's a heck of a lake. It certainly has some issues from time to time with, you know, lake levels. Be a great time to be a real estate broker.
Oh.
And working with the state of Texas, because TPWD finalized the purchase of 2,020 acres near Colorado Bend State Park.
Have they been on a buying spree lately?
They have been. And you know, good government agency. They're giving money and they're going to spend it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also exploring an additional 1,100 acre property in Lampasas and Burnett counties. Which was presented at the January 22nd, 23rd Parks and Wildlife Commission. And the commission authorized TPWD's executive director to take all necessary steps. Obviously, they're looking to increase public holdings because, we're like 97% privately owned.
Correct.
And then, trying to create some more state parks, which is great.
And where was the 2,000 acres?
2,000 was next to Colorado Bend State Park.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And then, before I let you talk about national stuff, two Texas game wardens were recognized by TPWD. Kirk Clendenin, there you go, and Janal Allen were recognized. Clendenin was named SEAFWA, Texas Officer of the Year. He's a 2010 graduate of the University of Texas at Dallas and was in the 56th Texas Game Warden Academy in 2011. His first duty was out in Val Verde County, and then in Corpus Christi, he made a move and then to Russ County, where he served there for 7 years. Big-time devoted conservation law enforcement officer, demonstrating natural leadership and excellent judgment and outstanding communication. Then Jamal Allen is named the Shirkar Safari Club International Texas Game Warden. And this is really cool. And I wasn't sure what he was invited to teach saltwater law, defensive tactics, and seminations to game wardens. And I didn't know what seminations were, so I had to look it up.
Okay, and what is it?
Oh, you don't know either?
No.
Oh, good, so I'm not alone.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Bob, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay, none of us are right.
All right, well, it's basically kind of a military-type martial arts.
Oh.
You know, so, and so he was teaching other cadets and wardens.
Hmm.
But anyway, two of our finest have been recognized, and we want to applaud what they do. What do you got?
Well, I had some SHOT Show figures, but I can't do that.
No.
But I can still talk about the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
You can.
There's the Trade Association. They're the ones that put the SHOT Show on, and they're praising U.S. Representative Rob Whitman Republican Virginia, introduction of H.R. 556, Protecting Access for Hunters and Anglers Act, which would prohibit the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Bureau of Land Management, and U.S. Forest Service from banning the use of traditional lead ammunition and tackle absent approval by the applicable state fish and wildlife departments, and proof that lead ammunition and tackle is primarily causing wildlife population decline. Conservation policies must rely on peer-reviewed, sound scientific evidence to ensure abundant wildlife populations, and public land access is perpetrated for future, perpetuated for future generations. The policies lack that evidence. They show no causal link of detrimental wildlife population impact or link to traditional ammunition. Rather, these policies put an anti-gun and anti-hunting agenda ahead of science and risk the primary funding source for wildlife conservation in America. Legislation is tremendously important to protect the primary feeding for wildlife conservation in America, said Lawrence Keene, National Shooting Sports Senior Vice President and General Counsel. Firearm and ammunition manufacturers have paid over $29 billion when adjusted for inflation since 1937, and that has been the leading funding source of wildlife and habitat conservation in America. Efforts by bureaucrats to limit or eliminate the use of traditional lead ammunition and fishing tackle puts those conservation funds at serious risk by increasing costs and creating barriers to participation in outdoor recreation.
Good.
Yep.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some figures from SHOT Show.
You can integrate that into our conversation.
Okay,
with Tom. How's that?
For you shoppers, okay, Midway, they're right up there, you know, at the top of the food chain as far as ordering online, Midway USA. They've implemented a consumer rewards program, giving customers an opportunity to receive points for purchases. Accumulated points can then be exchanged for rewards, coupons on future orders. Additionally, members will also receive weekly emails detailing bonus points and promotions, and MidwayUSA.com is a place to go. These people, they're right up there with Brownells as far as, if you want it, if you need it.
Right.
If you don't need it, they don't have it. right, that kind of thing. They're great.
Any other short clip you got?
Well, Hodgson Powder has bought RCBS Reloading.
Okay.
You know, and which is interesting because RCBS, you use Hodgson Powder when you reload. But they bought it, the newly named sporting segment of Vista Outdoors. This acquisition more than doubles the employee headcount at Hodgson and adds RCBS's Oroville, California location to their facilities in Kansas and Montana.
Wow, this is amazing.
What's that?
We're out of time for this segment, so we need to take a break.
And we're on time.
So we'll be right back. Y'all stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms in Houston. They have been serving the needs of shooters, hunters, and collectors since 1975. They offer every kind of new and used modern and antique gun imaginable. Under one roof, they showcase over 1 acre of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. They stock over 15,000 guns, plus edged weapons and collectibles. Also, you can shop their vast website at collectorsfirearms.com. It's like visiting the best gun show ever without the crowd and all the walking. Got something to sell? Whether it's Grandpa's old shotgun that's been in the closet for 50 years or an entire collection, Collectors Firearms is ready to make you an offer. Check out the website at collectorsfirearms.com. Visit the amazing store in Houston at 7626 Westheimer at Voss. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The best darn gun shop in the world is Collector's Firearms. And tell them you heard about them on Texas Outdoor News. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This is Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by... The Blind. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. All the ones I've had at my place over 20 years now still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
Yeah, check out their website to take a look at these products, as well as find a dealer near you. If you've got a dealer that's not stocking the Blind, suggest they give them a call, because they are phenomenal.
They certainly are. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend and on Monday. Rated as good. Tuesday slips to fair, with Wednesday plunging to poor. Thursday and Friday climb back to fair. Next Saturday and Sunday, two best days of the week. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until either side of sunset. Monday and Tuesday, we'll see this major feeding period of the day from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll see game actively feeding from just before sunrise until late morning. By next Saturday and Sunday, game will be actively feeding from just about sunrise until just after the noon hour. On Wednesday, February the 5th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two highs and one low. This Sunday through Tuesday, a quartet of days with a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday through next Sunday, a single-tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, on the coast... Going fishing? Don't. Huh? Not until you've been to the 50th annual Houston Fishing Show, February 12th through 16th. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all the world with factory reps there to answer your questions. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high performance bass boats fully rigged and ready to fish, marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing experts. Special kids clinic sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Pure Fishing, and Texas Coastal Brigade on Saturday and Sunday, with fishing tackle for each youngster. Don't miss the 50th annual fishing show, Wednesday, February 12th through Sunday, February 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. That's Hall A, nearest Minute Maid Park in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com. All right, we talked about the weather just a moment ago.
Yes.
Warm up. Deep water fish that rode out the Arctic, you know, blast, have moved up to shallow water. Also, the north wind winds pushed out, you know, the high tides that we're in. So we seem to be coming back to a more normal phase for probably the next week to 10 days. There is talk that there's going to be a very cold February. We shall see if that comes to pass.
And all the fish are going, huh?
Right. Hey, do I go shallow deep? Where am I? before the freeze, good fishing over Lake Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, basically along the entire coast, and that should continue. There are reports of fish that are showing good egg development, you know, already, which is kind of early. Was that because we had a mild fall and early winter? Who knows? Get out and do some fishing. Couple of things for those of you that like to sight cast, those of you that like to fish with a fly rod. Uh-huh. As you know, in the wintertime, when the water temperature drops, all the suspended algae and particulates, you know, it drops out and the water gets really clear. And now's a great time to go out and do some sight casting. We are going to be seeing a spring tide in probably a few weeks coming back in. And this is the time of year when you play the tides. As the water inundates back lake and back marsh areas, follow that, you know, along with you. Rig your baits weedless. Look for movement in the grass as fish are moving amongst the grass feeding. Something happens and the tide drops out. Mm-hmm. Then go to the outside beach and set up because fish are opportunistic feeders. No reports of any significant fish kills. Mentioned to you, my son gave us a report last week, and down out of Padre Isles, there were a few snook, speckled trout, few mangrove snapper, even a sea robin that was found floating. Other reports up and down the coast have come in, and again, bays are in good shape. No significant fish kill, just maybe a scattered fish or two. So we're in good shape. Don't forget, the Gulf of America waters are much warmer, and so they provide an opportunity to go to, you know, your favorite snapper bank or reef, mm-hmm. and fish for in state waters out to 9 nautical miles for red snapper.
There you go.
So. You like that name?
Yeah.
I do, too. And here's something.
Nice
on that name,
yes.
I was checking, and I noticed that Google has responded with all the maps that they make.
Okay.
And it has been submitted to the registry, and as soon as it's in the registry, all the maps are going to change. I love it. Love it. What's going on our lakes?
Are we having fun now? Okay. Let's go to East Texas. Conroe. Water is running 50 degrees on the main lake in the mid-40s in the back of the creeks. Catfishing is great across the board, from baited holes, drifting, to bank fishing. Lots of reports of trophy-class fish being caught drifting natural baits, and eater-sized fish are pretty much everywhere. Remember, Conroe has special restrictions on blue and channel cats. You are only allowed to have 5 fish over 20 inches. Of that, only 1 can be over 30. Okay, Fork, with surface temperatures in the low 40s, some crappie seem to be in shock. But if you can get a day with light winds, it seems the bite is a little better. Downsizing baits and lines are helping to get a few more bites. Small minnows, small hand ties, and small soft plastics are the key. Hold those baits super still just above crappie, and they will either bite or swim off. If they swim off, well, it's time to find fish that will bite. Logical. Lake of the Pines. Where are we? Water clarity, 1 or 2 feet. Windblown coves. Bass have been biting on small profile flat-sided square bills in craw colors, dark-colored jigs, dark-colored finesse worms on a shaky head using slow and small movements have worked the best. Hard cover and relatively deep transitions on creek channel bends and ledges are holding good fish during the day. Nakanich, still have some bass that are being seen in deeper water in larger groups. Most are hovering just off the bottom, so a drop shot has been working very well. Sam Rayburn, the bite is consistent, but expect this to change next week with the forecasted warm-up. Target fish on structures and grass. Bass are lethargic and slow to bite. Target stumps and creek bends for the best bite. Water's off-colored in the creeks and pockets. Crappie and white bass are moving up the creek channels. Catfish are good in 15 to 26 feet of water on cut bait and minnows. Fayette, largemouth bass are good, with some big fish being caught in shallow water with chatterbaits and rattle traps. A few deep fish can be found after some hunting around, and some along the dam with shaky heads, deep diving crankbaits, and Carolina rigs. Limestone, starting to see fully developed egg sacs in crappie and white bass. Crappie, white bass, catfish have been as deep as 20 feet. Crappie are in 10 to 18 feet on offshore brush with minnows or tight lining straight down in standing timber. Palestine, the crappie spawn is picking up the first week of February near a full moon, but highly dependent on the lake level and water temperature. Lake level is good, with water reaching up into the shoreline reed level, but water's very cold. Had a late and warm fall. The winter seems to have just begun with at least two more weeks of cold. Texoma, striper fishing is good, targeting fish on humps and structures in 10 to 30 feet of water. Off the river ledges, look for fish in deep water on flukes near bait balls in 55 to 75 feet.
All right, let's head to South Texas down Zapata Way, where Falcon Reservoir trophy catfish are good around the Marker 7 area, focusing on corners with submerged timber. Keeper catfish are good in 3 to 10 feet of water with shrimp and small cut bait. Bass are good in brush piles and rocky points early in the morning when the sun comes up and warms the water with a square bill. Amistad, white bass and stripers are good hitting small swim baits off points. Crappie are good under trees in the coves with jigs and minnows. The cold water has certainly driven bass to quick drop areas from 15 to 45 feet. Most fish are being caught in 25 to 30 feet with football jigs, drop shot, dragging a Texas rig plastic around creek channel turns. Brownwood, black bass to 9 pounds are good on jigs around bait balls in open water and square bill crankbaits in 2 to 4 foot of water. OH ivy, water temperature as low as 40 degrees in the upper end of the river to 44 degrees in the main lake. Black bass to 8 pounds are good on umbrella rigs, swim baits, and spoons. Some fish are suspended over deep water in the river channels. And in Meredith, folks, I got to tell you, I got to confess, I shared this report with a buddy of mine, young buddy up in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
He loves to fish for walleye. Okay. He's always sending me photos of right. some beautiful fish. I said, our fish are growing. They're mm-hmm. getting better.
All right.
But walleye are good on minnows and chartreuse, baby blue, artificial grubs, and redheaded jigs. The walleye bite has slowed a bit due to the Arctic blast, but the Stilling Basin, Spring Canyon has lots of trout and channel catfish.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country, Buckhannon. This time of year, the fishing pattern is consistent until spring weather arrives. Striper limits and limits of magnum-sized white bass are possible. Water depths to key on are still 32 to 47 feet. Vertically jigging 3/8 to 2-ounce white and chartreuse spoons. Canyon. Largemouth bass are good, dragging along the grass or near hydrilla in 14 to 20 feet of water with an Alabama rig or underspin with your favorite plastics. LBJ, crappie are good in 20 to 25 feet of water with minnows. Bass are good on rock piles and brush piles on sunny days. Docks always come into play, so if you find the right ones, you can catch a mess of bass. Look for deeper docks, but if you don't find any bass, try the outside edges. Travis, bass are good, working cliffs and ledges with slow jigs, Texas rig plastics, such as worms, craw worms, creature baits to get the most bites. Fish are gathering near or at the mouths of creeks and cuts. Work cliffs and ledges slow with jigs and Texas rig plastics, such as worms, craw worms, and creature baits to get the most bites.
All right, this Sunday, February 2nd, the light and dark goose season closes in the West Zone. Now you need to focus on the date February 23rd, where Rio Grande turkey fall season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburg, and Willsie County were closed. The statewide quail season closes, as does the chakalaka season in Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Willsie counties. Also in 51 East Texas counties, the fall squirrel season and the javelina season in the North Zone. And the next date for regulated season to remember is August 31. That provides us the year-round hunting in the South Zone for javelina. Remember, Boone and Crockett has now got a category for javelina.
That's what you said.
They're being recognized. Yeah. And other open counties for squirrel.
Okay.
All right. What's been going on in the automotive world?
Well, sometimes you just got to drive around town, and like we like to say, Mamma Mia, it's a Kia. I just thought I'd throw that in. Anyway, the 2024 Kia Niro SX Touring, and this is a small SUV, but I found this interesting in the fine print on the Monroney, and that's that window sticker. It says, small station wagon, which is a term that I've always liked. Anyhow, front-wheel drive, but it's got a four-banger, mated to a hybrid engine, so what we're talking about is mileage. But it's a roomy thing, hatchback, so pop it up, drop the rear seat, and you got everything you need in space for what you're going to pick up at Walmart. Advanced driver assist system with everything, forward collision warning, cross-traffic warning. Interior is really nice, 10 and a quarter inch touchscreen, Harman Kardon premium audio system, good old smart key with the push button. Heated ventilated front seats and heated steering wheel. This weather we've had lately really, really makes me love that that situation. What they're famous for, of course, is their warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile. But the beauty of this thing, it's peppy. It's nice looking. This one was really cute. Had a mineral blue paint job on it, charcoal interior. Rides good. Obviously, it's great around town. But 599-mile range on a tank of gas. So you're getting 53 miles per gallon in the city with this puppy. So check it out. I've always been a big fan of the things from Kia. They really hold up, and they hold their value. So this is the 24 Niro SX Touring.
All right. And just think, Chevy Chase made a whole movie with a station wagon.
There you go.
With, vacation.
With an ant on the top.
That's right.
Andy Handy's on the roof.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to review SHOT Show with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olds along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, Texas, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag's the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they will deliver as well. Spear Ag is your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. And I spoke to Justin earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, construction in spite of the weather is still going on, and look for an opening probably sometime in March.
Okay, and let me throw in, too, that the deer at my place have gone nuts for the cottonseed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. All right, very good. Who's our guest today? Oh, I know.
TC3.
Yeah. R2-D2's older brother.
Right.
Hey, Tom, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Did you behave in Las Vegas? Or did, or were you out, or were you out partying on the strip?
You're not supposed to tell.
I tell you, I was working daylight to dark.
Oh, I know you were. I missed it this year. I had a conflict, sadly. But the way that show's expanded, last year it nearly killed me trying to cover that thing. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, it's impossible.
How many booths and how much footage did it cover? Harold's just been he brought all these notes in to fill up the entire news segment, you know.
Yeah. And Bill said that's Tom's job. That's Tom's job. Okay.
There's over 2,500 booths, 800 something thousand square feet. If you hit every one, you'd only have 46 seconds.
Right. Oh, I know.
During the course of the show, that's amazing. Yeah.
How was the turnout?
Oh, my gosh. There was, I think, over 55,000.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a record year.
Okay. And I bet the attitude was good, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It was a lively show.
All right. You went there with the assignment of talking about new things. And you said, well, there weren't a lot of new things, but there were some adjustments. What caught your attention? Who'd you talk to?
I tell you, after we talked and I said that, I got writing them down. I've got about an hour's worth of new things.
We don't have that much time.
Hey, real quick, Tom, because something is always one of my favorites. Did you go to the range day?
I did. Umarex had a new air gun. Now, you're familiar when you were a kid with the CO2 cartridge.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they came out with one that has an 88 gram. The little ones are, I think, 11 grams or something. This one's classified as a PCB because it holds like 36,000 PSI.
Wow. Tell them what a PCB is for those that don't recognize the initial.
Here's what's cool about that. It's a precharged pneumatic. You have to have an air cylinder or a compressor to air them up. With this 88-gram cylinder, you don't have to have all that. Tanks are like $400. Then you got to have a compressor. So basically, you can have a nice PCB air gun for, I think it's under $200, which is crazy.
Yeah, really. Really, that's great. All right, besides air guns, because I know you're a big fan of that, anything new in lever action or other firearms?
Yeah, you know, Henry, they have... they had a lot of offerings with some suppressors, some pretty cool looking stuff, tweaked their guns a little. Christensen Arms, I'm going to be doing, hopefully use some of their guns on a upcoming Oklahoma Code hunt.
Be specific. What kind of calibers and what guns are you using?
I'm going to use a 5.56 on them.
Okay.
Now, believe it or not, as I got talking, a really good girl, Calvin, their marketing rep, and we hit it off and we're talking. I said, well, you ought to come out on ground squirrel hunt with some of your 22s. Turns out she lives like 20 miles from me. So we'll use some of their 22s this spring.
Does your wife, Katie, know that you're trying to hook up on dates to go hunting?
Katie has more pistols than most men. If Raquel Welch walked by, I'd be scared to look.
All right, hey, we're up against the mid-show break, so hold on a second. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Tom Claycomb III right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
We continue our review of SHOT Show with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. And Tom is notorious for putting pressure on manufacturers to invent new products. Now, you mentioned Umarex. You mentioned, was it Otis that you said we need a cleaning kit for air rifles?
Yeah, that was cool. I talked to her last SHOT Show, which is only a year ago. She called me later and said, Tom, we're in. What do I need? I'm not an air gun expert. So Heather's a super good girl. We worked on that. At the SHOT Show, she said, Tom, check out our new air gun cleaning kit. So as far as I know, it's the only one on the market. So I'm excited about that.
Anything in the way of optics or you know, new bullets or loads that have come out from, say, Hornaday or anybody else?
You know, on optics, I was talking to Karen at German Precision Optics, and they're expanding. I'm going to test some of their scopes. Oh, my gosh, the thermal stuff. I can't even – that'd take a whole show itself.
No, wait a minute. But she told me about one that it was like a red dot, and it's good for like 1,300 yards, which none of us can see that far. But it works pretty well for at night, right?
Yeah. Now, this is weird. They're like, imagine a 1.5-inch, like some of your red dot stuff you see on pistols.
Right.
There was a lot of offerings for them, which I think would be great for like turkey shotguns and your 5.56 when you're coyote hunting.
You can't hunt turkeys at night, Tom.
No, the coyotes are not.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, there we go. Let's get this right. I'm going to ask you something, though, because you talk about all these people you're talking to. Did you talk to any men while you were there, or just was it all ladies?
Come on, Harold.
Hey, I want to know, did you meet Hannah Barron?
I didn't.
I've become fascinated by that girl. Boy, is she the package. You know, go up online. I mean, she's really the package. Real quick, let me go back to range day. Anything you got to shoot out there that particularly hit your hot button?
There was one weird black powder. They have, imagine a 410 shell, and it's hard plastic, kind of like the old. There's a shotgun company or a shell company once with hard plastic. Anyway, they have the perfect powder load in it, and the 209 primer, you slip that in the back, bolt action, and you run the sabot down the barrel. So that way it's a perfect load every time. It can get wet, it won't hurt it because it's enclosed. That was kind of a weird one.
Is it reloadable?
No, it's one-time use.
Okay.
You know, folks, many of you have already just gotten your February issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, and we're working on the deadline for the March issue, and in March, Tom's done a story on turkey hunting. Tom, going back to Henry, I'm familiar with their single-shot turkey shotgun, but what surprised me is they have a 410 version, and you did a pattern that I believe we used in that issue to show the density that a 410 can provide from heavy shot. Isn't that right?
That's right, isn't it? Now, I would limit it. I'd feel comfortable out to 30 yards with the 410.
There you go, right.
But 100 years ago, you wouldn't even have considered a 410 for turkey hunting.
Absolutely. Speaking of turkey and turkey hunting, you're big like I am about mixing camo patterns, green versus the gray on your upper body, particularly early in the season. Anything in clothing, footwear, anything like that?
You know, yeah, there's a lot. I'm talking to Cryptek about doing a deal with them. We'll see where that goes. On boots.
Wait a minute. Whoa. That's a name I'm not familiar with. Who is Cryptek? What do they have?
You know, it's kind of some modern camo, and they're in Eagle, Idaho, like 20 miles from me. And I met her at the SEI show talking to her. So I can't say a lot about it yet because I haven't tested any, but it looks
good. Do they know how to spell Texas? Huh?
I'll get them there.
All right, go ahead.
Now, on the boots, I tell you what, 5.11, which everybody associates with tactical gear, and it is, but they're crossing over into the hunting line. I'm wearing some of their boots now. I just got another pair. They are super comfortable. And then I met with Lowa. They have some really nice boots. I'm going to test them. And then Rocky, I was waiting to talk to Henry, and the Rocky boots were dropped beside it. She just emailed me, "Hey, Tom, I want to get those boots in your hands." So the Lowa, the Rocky, and the 511 boots are what caught my eye at the show this year.
We hear that you're taking care of yourself. What did you get for Katie?
It's on the way. No, believe it or not, I have her and my daughter Colby a lot of time test out some women gear like boots and clothing. Women don't want to hear Tom say, "Hey, girls, this is the clothing you need." They, "What do you know?" So I have my wife and daughter test a lot of gear and have them write product reviews on it. And the women really like that because they want to hear from them.
No. You're just a messenger. This is endorsed or recommended by Katie and Colby. So, I mean, any new manufacturer lines specifically for the women's figure?
You know, 511 has some because they deal with women and men. Pro-Ez years ago set the pace. Kristen came out with women clothing. Katie used to model that and go to shows with me and demo it. And, I mean, it fits women. They look nice in it. They could go to town in it. Okay. So Pro-Ez, there's a lot of wannabes, but Pro-Ez is the leader.
Did you find anybody out there that can fit Bill?
You know, I didn't.
Yeah, story of my life. All right, we got a little over a minute left before we're out of time. Real quick, from Vegas, you went to Nashville and you attended Safari Club International's convention. You did some seminars. How was the turnout at that show?
Oh, my gosh. Since it moved to Nashville, it's a lively show. It's packed, a lot of good exhibitors. It's a good show now.
So, good turnout from the people through the front doors, et cetera?
Yep.
Outstanding.
It was good.
Okay, well, they're certainly doing things here in Texas, and it's exciting to see. Hey, we appreciate the update. So glad that you got a couple of pair of boots so you're not running around barefoot anymore. And we'll catch up with you on down the line. Our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor, Tom Claycomb III. Appreciate you, man.
You bet.
Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go! February 12, 16, the 50th annual Houston Fishing Show going on at the Jar Jar Brown. Go to HoustonFishingShow.com for info. February 13, 51st annual Huntsville Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Huntsville at the Walker County Fairgrounds. Ducks.org for info. February 15, Texas Hill Country Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet in Georgetown at the Georgetown Community Center. Visit NWTF.org for that one. Also on the 15th of February, the White House Ducks Unlimited fundraiser held at the Oak Crossing Event Center. Again, info at ducks.org, and go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Remember Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They've got flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more, even kits that can include one of each. You can charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. Miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they got a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off, free same-day shipping. TEXAS20 is the code at hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Tom Claycomb III, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor, for his update. Next week, a new team member. He's been a periodic contributor for a while. Shane John, he's our pistolero.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, a great, great writer. Former and now retired U.S. Border Patrol supervisor.
Oh.
Really has some great stories. Lives out in Alpine, Texas with his wife, Jill, and Shane was there giving a little different perspective as to what was that SHOT Show.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking forward to that.
Well, like I say, tremendous event. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And sorry I had to miss it this year, but I needed to rest up for next year. But it's quite a show. Anyhow, do remember, of course, that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check the website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive the shows there. If you missed something, well, just go on there and play it. And, oh, that's what they said, okay? So, also remember, whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there so you can join us again next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.